The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Ann Hirsch.
Good morning.
And we've been doing a lot together the last, say, 2 months, it seems.
Oh,
for a while, I was out, then you, I mean, we hadn't seen each other.
Yeah, I've been around for quite a bit now.
And now we've been seeing each other, which is great. Before we get to our first host, I always like to tell people about Project Independence. And Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. The most important thing to remember is 311. You call 311 for any questions you have. We have partnerships all over the town, and actually just going right outside the town into Nassau County, a little bit into Queens from hospitals and medical visits. We have a transportation program with free transportation for shopping for seniors twice a week to a major supermarket in an area, and they'll bring you home. Reduced fares for anybody going to for medical visits. Every day at one of the centers around the town, there's exercise classes, there's Zumba classes, there's mind games, there's coloring classes, and there's political conversations. It really is. It's a tremendous thing. I was at an event the other night where Supervisor Bosworth was at, and I know they're pushing for more transportation for seniors, because that's one of the issues. Seniors want to participate. Project Independence, I think, has just gone over 13,000 members, but we have 50,000 people in North Hempstead over the age of 60. So it's a constant push, but those, you know, when you say who knows Project Independence, the whole group doesn't put their hands up, but those that do appreciate it. And this radio show is one of those programs. And it's because of shows like this that we can constantly introduce very exciting guests, people who are active seniors, and people who have something to share. Today, we have Lou Theodore with us, and Lou is a senior from East Williston, East Williston resident, and the author of, it's 100 books, right, Lou?
108.
108 books.
And counting.
A basketball fan, a real active senior, and we're just going to pick his brain as to what keeps him going? Because what keeps him going, if we grab a little bit of it for us, it'll get us going. Lou, thank you first of all so much for coming here today. And actually, there was an article in written by Ron Ruel, and Ron has been on this show.
Unbelievable.
I think it's a year ago Ron was on.
He should have told me.
Yeah, no, he was definitely on the show, and was a good guy and writes with for Newsday, and actually is a new an article that he wrote on Lou. So we're going to start with that.
Actually, he did, this is the second article.
Okay.
He did another article May 12th, 2005. He's gotten very positive feedback on this article, but I think the 2005 article was better. It's all about my basketball team. And,
okay.
I guarantee you, you're going to have trouble putting the article down. He is a great writer.
Right,
he's a great writer. I know you mentioned about senior activities. Do you have any excursions out to casinos? Have you thought about something like that?
I don't believe.
Because I think it put a little excitement in your life.
We have pole dancing at some of the centers, though.
What's that?
We have pole dancing at some of the centers.
Pole dancing? No. What the hell is pole dancing? Oh.
No, we have.
I don't get out that often.
No, actually, I don't think there is, Ann. Is there? Has there ever been? I've never heard of a casino.
There are groups that do go out with a bus, like in New Hyde Park, but
sure.
I don't think it's through the town of North Hempstead.
Right. Well, I think you might be able to swing some very positive deals with perhaps Empire, that's the Yonkers Raceway Casino, or over at Aqueduct. I remember some time back, I had a friend of mine, he passed away. We used to go down every month and a half, and it was nothing but seniors there. And it was a very exciting day for them.
Right.
And whether they won or lost, you could see them getting back on a bus. They still had a smile on their face.
You know, and philosophically, and I have no idea because I'm not involved in this, can the town sponsor something that could take somebody to lose money? I don't know. I mean, that's a good point. It just gets kind of...
I don't know. Well, there is a group that goes to Connecticut. I think that's an also very nice place because you're out, you get to see
things. But not through Project
things.
Independence.
No, I don't believe it's through them at all. But they do leave very early in the morning. Yep. I think the bus picks them up in a central location at 7. But you are right. It is not a town-sponsored kind of thing. But it's very close to Tully. It's not far from
it. Oh, okay. I know what you're talking
about then. Where they pick up the people around Nassau Boulevard, something. Okay. I've seen the signs. I've seen them. But again, I don't think it's a town endeavor, but that's an interesting point that you make.
I think you could get some very attractive deals if you could promise them on an off day when they're not that crowded.
Right.
Probably free eats or a free transportation. And I hate to put it this way, but, you know, put a little excitement in your life.
Yeah, I understand that.
And it's not a question. You go out to dinner, you're going to lose money.
Right.
So
there's a group that goes to Atlantic City also, and some of them that don't even gamble go into the outlets, and they're very happy with that kind of stuff so that they're all together.
Yeah.
You're right.
But don't forget, when you go there, they have penny slots. I only play penny slots. Now, when I bet horses, I bet a little more money. But the slots, they have penny slots. You could go one shot at a time. So it's going to be tough to lose $10 if you go to the penny slot. Anyway, I think. And the other thing, if I might, is because I think the winter time is a tough time for seniors as opposed to the summer when you've got the outdoors and the backyard and, for me, the beach.
The sunshine brings us all into a different level than when it's cold.
The cabin fever is gone.
Yes.
It's to get it's to go to one of the local university basketball games. I cover Hofstra basketball.
Okay.
And there are seniors there, and I'm certain I could swing some sort of deal with the AD there or the whoever's in charge of helping bring in people, because that's one of the cheapest sports buy in the metropolitan area.
Now, it's Lou, I apologize, but how about Yes We Can? You know, they've got a, when you walk in, basketball, and they're really big on basketball. Have you ever thought of connecting and doing something like that at Yes We Can?
I've never heard of Yes You Can, but I'm happy to look at it.
Right. Yeah, but the Hofstra team, you're talking about Hofstra's team, so Hofstra's team plays at Hofstra.
Yeah, but so, Yes We Can's got a whole group over there on basketball, and that's the town of North Hempstead.
Right, but what
the
happens?
Seniors play themselves, you mean?
I don't know.
We have a basketball court where the kids can play, and then we have the Nets practice there. So you can come and see the Nets practice.
Yeah, that's great.
But which is different than watching a game.
No, but that's...
you can see the Nets practice.
Yeah, but you have an excellent point. It's very creative and novel in that there's a very large group of seniors there. So adding that as another dimension can be brought up, and perhaps because everything is all there and there must be some downtime during the day when that could be an activity, possibly for some seniors... is a great, great idea.
Look, I have I've got a daughter that works up at Yale. Lives in New Hampshire. She works at Yale. Ronnie wrote about her. But
I saw two boys. I didn't see the daughter. Maybe I missed it. You have a son who's a detective?
Yes,
and you have
a
son who's an engineer?
One daughter is an architect. She just got promoted at NJIT. And the other is... up at Yale, she's the assistant curator.
Okay.
Her two kids come down, and I brought them to a Hofstra game, and they're Hofstra fans, and they can't wait to go. But for seniors, I'm sure they would enjoy the game, and there are so many good facilities. Look, you get there, you park, it's a 100-foot walk. I mean, it's 100. It's $6 to get in. I might get comped. I can't say that.
No, but $6. But, I didn't realize that because I've taken my grandson. We talked briefly. He's gone to Net games and Nick games and Jet games.
You get ripped off. Are you kidding me?
The prices of these seats? Cheap,
it's $6 for seniors. It's $6 for kids. Hot dogs are $3. You don't get ripped off. And it's easy park, easy in, easy out. I think I know we're drifting off whatever you want to talk about, but...
I have three daughters. When they were younger, I took them to Broadway, okay? And we went to see Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
And whatever it cost, it wasn't cheap.
Yes.
One of my daughters said, "Dad, I think it was nice, but if it was in English, it would be better. The whole thing's in English." I was like, I just threw my money away. So then we started going to like these local things, parish things, or whatever, and you're spending $5 and $10. I never thought of that for sports because they're getting the same exposure. Yeah, they're not getting whoever is the greatest singer in the world, but they're getting a good singer. They're getting a feel for it. So to go to Hofstra for $6 for my grandsons or anybody's grandson to enjoy a game.
We have one of our local residents, Tom Picoro, was the head coach at Hofstra for. He's since left, but I remember over a 4-year period. I know this is an exaggeration. I would say all but one game was absolutely thrilling. Just right down to the end. And it's the middle of the winter. It's a night out. You can go, you can eat there, or you can get a bite to eat beforehand.
Right, going over to Hofstra, there's plenty of stuff, areas.
Do they also have the games at the Coliseum?
No, they don't. They occasionally... They have about 25 to 30 games, and probably a dozen to maybe 13 or 14 games are at home. So, going once a month, I'm not going to say every week, but it's if you're a basketball fan, I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy it.
And not even being a fan, if you just want to expose your grandchild to something.
Oh, you can bring your grandchild, or you can go. They've got some beautiful boxes. I'm assuming they're pretty expensive, but they're empty often. And I don't know if you take a look. You might be able to see that in the article. No, it's not. It's in the original article, newspaper article. But anyway, so I think basketball is another thing that seniors might consider doing. And don't contact me. Contact Hofstra, and say that I'll probably forewarn the AD, Jeff Hathaway, a very pleasant guy. I'm sure he would try to accommodate you guys.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea.
I thought I was going to talk about myself. But
so talk about yourself.
What do you want to know? I was born in my parents, Greek immigrants. I was born in Hell's Kitchen, raised there, moved to Astoria, which was a big step up from the slums of New York, living in a railroad flat. I got very lucky, a great New York City public school system in those days. Went to Stuyvesant, got a chemical engineering degree at Cooper Union, and then a PhD at NYU. So,
named school all the way.
Well,
And how did the basketball come in with all of these things that are going on? When did you have time to even explore any of
this? That's a good question. When I was 18 and a half years old, we moved to Astoria, which is... a suburb of Athens, almost. It's a very, a very Greek community,
and still is.
Yep. But there was.
I never heard it put that way.
Yeah. Anyway, they. I met the friends when I moved there that are still my friends today, which Ronnie has written about, which he didn't believe. He's come to my party. We're still together after 65 years.
Wow.
And we used to go to these basketball games at Sunnyside Gardens. I don't know if that rings a bell to some of you, but $1 to get in. And then my guys suddenly discovered that they're as good as some of these guys. And I got the local bar to sponsor the team. In fact, this guy, Danny Doyle, and I wound up buying the bar for a couple. We had the bar for a couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah, he robbed me blind, but I always tell him that. But. Sorry, Dan.
Kenny's on next week, so we'll,
He'll say, "Oh, I hate to tell you what he'd say about me," but
we do want to know what you're saying about each other. But what we're going to do is take a break before we go further into this story. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.